If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Before I begin today's show, I want to tell you about a live show I'm doing at this year's Dublin Fringe called Clankety Clank. I'm partnering up with Headstuff and Sissy.pod to create an Irish version of the iconic Snatch Game from RuPaul's Drag Race. It is a completely improvised comedy quiz show with your favourite performers from this show doing their best celebrity impressions. So we've got people like Alison Spittle, Kevin McGahern, Erin McGathy, Hannah Mamelis, Pearl O'Rourke, as well as drag performers like End of the Night, Goblins, 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 Mistaken and Rosa Tralee. It's going to be gas. You do not want to miss it. That's Clankety Clank this September at Smock Alley. Tickets are available now from fringefest.com. Do not wait. Get your tickets today. Thanks. I'll move on to some other calls now. My next caller, Malcolm, is concerned he might be sterile due to hazardous conditions at his workplace. Malcolm, where do you work?
I work in a microwave factory.
Right, okay. And yeah. And what makes you think that you're sterile?
Well, there's a sort of a casual Friday rule. Now, the owner is a naturist.
Right.
And he loves volleyballing and he loves jumping on a beach, but he has to be totally free. He says.
Yeah.
So we're walking around in the nip.
In work?
In work. You know, it's a very, there's no windows.
Okay.
And it's very hot. A lot of the time. So we don't mind it. And once you've seen one cock and balls, you've seen, 20 to 30, because that's how many people work there.
Okay, yeah. Is it mostly men?
Mostly men. Okay. One woman who's, she's blindfolded.
Okay.
And she just does, she puts the front of the microwave.
Right.
On.
And she can just do it by touch at this
do
stage.
Do it by touch. She's like in Full Metal Jacket when they blindfold the men and they're putting their guns together.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that, but except with a microwave.
Right.
But as I've learned, it can be very, very deadly.
What?
The microwave.
Oh, are you talking now about being sterile or
more
than that?
Yeah, I believe, I mean, I can't talk too much about it because I am suing the owner, Martin, for grievous bodily harm, specifically my testes.
Yeah.
I think one of them has gotten small. I know one small already, but it's gotten so small, it's nearly disappeared. It's shrinking them. I thought it'd be the opposite.
Do you mean you already had one that was smaller, considerably smaller?
Yeah, like I say, there's 30 or 40 sets there, so that's about, double that for testes. And, you see a lot of them and, you end up just, you run out of conversation.
Right, okay.
So you end up comparing each one and, you've got a nice pair, you've got a nice set,
And, sorry, are you seeing shrinkage across the whole workforce?
No.
Just you?
Just me.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Working at a particular phase of the microwave's build or are you testing them out?
Yeah, at the very end, it's at crotch level. I have like four or five of them just because we've got to churn out so many microwaves a day.
Yeah.
Big demand for them.
Yeah.
And so I believe it's, and I've tried to talk to the other lads and say, do you think you're sterile? And they don't know. I says, well, when you're with your partner and you finish and you get that feeling, does it feel a bit off? Because for me, it feels a bit off. I get like a sort of a blinding headache and I feel weak at the knees. I know that's normal.
Yeah.
But
not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Because a lot of the men, they're married. They don't have kids. They're trying. I know it's difficult, but they just won't let me examine the testes.
Right.
I've said I'll get a doctor in, I'll pay for it. I want to get class action suit.
Yeah,
get everyone involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, they just point at me and say, it's only you, tiny balls, Tony.
They call you tiny balls, Tony.
No, it's not even my name. But it's alliterative, so.
Yeah,
you know,
it is funnier than tiny balls,
Malcolm. I laughed myself. I've got a sense of humor about me, tiny ball.
So you're at when all the microwaves are built, you get four or five of them and you're just like switching them on full power?
Switching them on. I put a little bit of porridge in.
Okay.
We do the porridge test.
Porridge test.
Put it on for a minute on, usually 600 watt.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't bubble over after a minute, it's
there's
decent.
A problem. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Okay.
Oh, no. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to bring on your boss. You said your boss's name now.
Martin.
Sorry, Martin.
It's all right.
What do you say to Malcolm about this? Do you think?
Well, I quite frankly, Malcolm, I'm surprised that you've come on here. I mean, we have video footage of how you do your job, and I mean, I don't want to embarrass you, but you know, you've put me in an awkward position now, and here I am. I mean, Malcolm will insist on doing the porridge test while clamping his small ball inside the microwave.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if Malcolm has lost all feeling in his tiny ball or if it's an accident or on purpose. But, I mean, we all watched the videos. We gather round on a Friday night, Malcolm included, and have a chat about each person's working methods and, you know, occupational hazards and occupational safety, very important in microwave factor. But he will not stop. I don't know if he likes the feeling. Now, maybe that's too much to say, but Malcolm, I mean, you know, you're clamping that tiny ball in with the porridge and,
well,
you know, that's bound to have some effect.
I do suffer from a condition called frozen ball, where I have no feeling in my ball.
Right.
Do you not think that's important information to give Dave when on talking about a class action,
Martin,
lawsuit?
It's got nothing to do with me little swimmers being good swimmers or not. It's just, it's a condition that I have. So I don't know my ball's hanging on there.
Oh, you're not intentionally sticking your ball into the microwave.
Why would I intentionally stick my ball?
I don't know.
I'm working in a microwave factory, bollock naked. It just flops in there.
Just flops in. Well, that's a good point, though, Martin. Why have you got everyone coming in working naked?
Oh, well, that is just one of the rules. That's one of my deal breakers.
I know. But
he thinks we're going to steal one of the microwaves.
Oh, okay.
Shove it down our pants.
We did have,
it's like the miners back in the day trying to get
exactly
out with diamonds.
Yeah, we did have that before.
But a microwave is hard to conceal, even if you are wearing clothes.
Even a mini one.
Well, it is hard, but it's not impossible.
Okay, right.
We had a man that wore a rectangular parka.
Okay.
If you can imagine.
Yeah, I can,
and,
yeah.
And
a parka, but
it's very rectangular. I believe it was made of a box covered in quilts.
Oh, quilts, okay.
And he'd actually lost a lot of weight in order to make room for stealing microwaves.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, he took out about 20 a week.
Really?
So I said, only one solution to this. Nude.
Nude.
Why don't you ban the parkas?
Well, because it was the parkas this time, but then the next time it could be, I don't know, like a muumuu or
a big shoe.
Big pair of Bermuda shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
baggy shorts. We don't want to give anyone working in a microwave factory any ideas. Okay, stay on the line, guys. I want to bring on a fertility expert, Dr. Richard Handler. Have you heard of this type of thing before?
Hello, Dave. Well, I have actually heard about it, and it does tend to occur around microwave factories, funnily enough.
Right. So there's a definite link between microwave construction and infertility, or this, what was your thing called?
Nudity in general.
Frozen ball.
Nudity.
Nudity, I think. Frozen.
Who provided this contact? You know, there's a whole lot of information about dud experts.
Hang on there. We've done our research here.
You've got to stay Dick, on Facebook.
Excuse me.
Dick is a top expert in this field. Look him up if you don't believe me.
I'm just saying, I think I could find an expert to say different things.
Well, he hasn't even said anything
about
yet.
Well,
I have studied extensively in nudity, microwave manufacturing, and HR. And I will tell you now, in my 25 years experience in this field, I have never, ever seen a microwave factory that wasn't also nudist.
Okay.
It has caused an epidemic of lawsuits and, it must be said, job satisfaction. A lot of them do kind of roll in with it. But also, you know, I can't be but surprised to hear of Malcolm's case here. He wouldn't be the first man to come to me and, you know, highlight the hazards of having your penis and balls near radioactive household appliances.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, one of the regulations that we would have is that rule one of health and safety standards would be an absolute must around the microwaves being only at eye level.
Okay, so there you go, straight away. What,
yeah, you've got to keep them away from your bollock.
Well, let's ask Malcolm then, why is Martin's testing spot, why is it set up at crotch level?
Because that's testing spot. The testing spot, I get you.
Well, to be honest, now, Malcolm's a very tall man.
Right.
So it actually is set up at most people's eye level.
Right.
But Malcolm... Is it technically a giant?
I'm 8 foot something?
No. I'd be a freak. I'm 6 foot seven and a half.
Right.
But I like
platforms.
I like glam rock.
Okay.
I'm a big glam rock fan. He allows shoes. You know, that's something.
Yeah.
Because you know,
I insist on them. Steel toed platforms.
Oh, everyone has to wear those.
Yeah.
Even the non-glam rock enthusiasts?
It doesn't really go with the soundtrack in the office if people were to wear moccasins.
Yeah, yeah, you're just a big glam rock aficionados.
I agree on that, on the glam rock side, you know.
That's a deal breaker if you don't.
Oh, that's another deal breaker, yes. Isn't it? You seem to have a lot of deal breakers for your staff.
What's a Slade? Come on, feel the noise.
Yeah, yeah. And Dr. Handler,
we
just play like those kind of the Asian karaoke background, wordless tracks, and then people take it in turns to write the lyrics, and then we have big screens with the lyrics rolling, and we all sing along.
I mean, it sounds like a great place to work.
Is it not a great experience?
It is a great, but look, is it worth me singing my own made-up glam rock songs if I can't be a father? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know, that's
well, what about the other one? The other testicle? How's that? Because that's not getting stuck
in
my
microwaves. It's merely decorative. It's made out of twine. It's just because
you lost one. Okay. Yeah. So you really need that other one to be in top form.
I lost
then.
It in a regular oven.
I want to pick up on something Dr. Handler said, though. He said that microwaves are radioactive. Is that like scientifically accurate?
Well, there are radioactive isotopes in the shell.
Okay.
But that would be covered by copyright law and patenting, which you can always look up. I mean, you can always look up a patent, but I'm not just going to sit here and willy-nilly give out all the
Are you talking about the microwaves that you make specifically or all microwaves?
Oh, all microwaves, but we all work off old patents and then pay licensing fees.
Okay. I'm not like querying your...
I'm just afraid about this HR expert here, you know, is going to throw at me next because he seems to have a personal gripe against me.
Is that true, Doctor?
Myself and Martin do have a bit of history from the 1990s.
Okay, you probably should have disclosed that up front.
This is news to me.
What history?
Well,
we live together
in an apartment in Hartlepool. It was a beautiful apartment.
Very fine. The moulding on the ceilings was just exquisite, was it not?
The decor was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Completely duck egg blue.
Yeah. Do you remember the canary yellow in the bathroom?
Oh, my God. Even the ceramics.
Yeah, it was a dream. It really was.
And so what went wrong between you guys?
Well, I'll tell you, Dave. I fancied myself as a little bit of an inventor. And what should I come up with? Only a microwave.
Right.
But it could microwave people during the winter.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And they would stay fertile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great.
One morning, I woke up to find Martin and my microwave designs and my microwave and my wife gone.
Oh, my God. You'd taken them all, Martin?
Well, I was really only saving you from yourself. I mean, having an idea is not the same as inventing. These drawings were like crayon drawings.
Oh, okay.
And the
I'd made the microwave. You took it as well.
Oh, come on. It was a box with a lighter in it.
It worked. My wife was roasting.
Well, she was partially on fire at one point.
We had water. It would have been fine.
Well, she was afraid. She was afraid, and I needed to take her away from you.
You can't say that for sure. She was unconscious.
She was, well, she looked afraid. Her hair had gone frazzly.
I will give you that.
Well, look, Malcolm, I feel like I need to apologise to you because I should have done better due diligence here.
Where's my baby?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want. We can get one on the dark web. I've done the research.
Oh, now, Malcolm, that is a deal breaker.
Oh, it's a deal breaker for me. I want a baby. I don't care.
I don't know if you should be going to the dark web for one, though. That's
I mean, that's where I get
business.
Everything else. That's where I get my beans.
Beans? What kind of beans?
I get these beans from the 1940s.
On the dark web?
On the dark web, yeah.
Why, they're not, are they, they're well past the sell-by date, are they?
Oh, no. I mean, once they're in a tin.
It's fine.
It's fine. You
okay.
can eat it forever,
so why
as I understand.
Why do you have to get them on the dark web?
Oh, just because they don't sell them anymore. It's just one man has them in a bunker. He had a bunker full of beans.
Yeah.
And he's selling off the beans. And I just...
And only on the dark web, you want?
Only on the dark
that
web.
That sounds
beans
like another thing that might be causing you problems.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Eating 80-year-old beans.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You might
I think tinning things will make them last for a long time, but not forever, right?
So you're saying I should tin my balls?
No.
All right, sorry, I totally misread you.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're
Well, look, I don't know, maybe we'll have to come back to this topic another day, get in an actual...
No, I think we should keep talking.
Well, we're not getting anywhere, and we need another expert to come in. But listen, it's been wonderful talking to you all, so thank you so much for phoning it in. And I wish you the best of luck with your future parenthood.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Malcolm.
Hopefully there's a lot of lonely children out there. Any lonely children don't like the...
No,
where they're at right now, just
don't
contact
say,
the show.
No,
Dave will be
that.
My go-between man.
If you're a fan of Phoning It In and you'd like to support it, please come and see our Dublin Fringe show in September at Smock Alley. It's a collaboration between this podcast and Sissy That Pod. It's called Clankety Clank, and it's like an Irish version of the Snatch Game from RuPaul's Drag Race. It's an improvised quiz show format with lots of the regular guests from this show who'll be doing their best celebrity impressions. We're going to have people like Alison Spittle, Kevin McGahern, Erin McGathy, Hannah Mamelis, Pearl O'Rourke, as well as Irish drag performers like End of the Night, Mistaken and Rosa Tralee. It's going to be hilarious. Tickets are available now at fringefest.com. Please do not wait. Go and get your tickets now before they're gone. Check out the show notes or the link in our social media bios for more details. Thanks.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.